ceremony! Now! We cannot let them get to the Elven Council! We must...
There are too many. We have to evacuate and get to safety before it's too late.
Run, you pathetic little creatures. Always running, screaming, and dying. Just as it starts to get fun. You will not be escaping this time, I'm afraid. I will take what is mine, and rule over these lands like the true god that I am. And you shall all bow before me.
Sir, I implore you, we must make haste and go to the shelter. The outer walls have been breached and the inner walls are falling. The citadel cannot hold for much longer. He is here, and we have not the strength to stop him this time. We have lost, sir.
Silence, Mikhail! The ceremony is already underway. The mages of the Kael Tor have already begun their chants. By the time that brute is even close to harming us, the bow shall be at its full potential, and I shall receive the power which it grants. With that power surging through me, this vile creature won't stand a chance.
Yes, sir, of course. I shall send in the final battalion of soldiers. The city may be overrun, but the battle is not yet lost. All soldiers, prepare for the final attack. On my command, we storm them and push them back. Now, soldiers, charge!
Soon this battle will be ours.
Tyrek!
Where are you, you fool? Hey! We need to get these rose and lily bouquets ready for Miss Heatherston's party!
Oh, shut your trap, Connor. Not so loud, man. I'm over here. You know I was at Beth's party last night. My head hurts worse than a werewolf being stabbed by the silver blades of five Ishungal warriors.
Well, either way, we still need to do what we were paid for and get these flowers prepared and delivered. Unless you're fine sleeping around Mary's again.
Hey! Never say that name again. Never!
All right. I won't bring it up again.
We need not talk of her. Mistakes stay in the past. And I'm not a bloody time traveler. So they can damn well stay there. I'll get those flowers ready for you. Go pick up some food and drink for tonight. After this workload, I think we deserve some rest and pleasantries, don't you?
Right, well, I'm off to take these around. I'll be back by noon. So, don't get up to anything. Hey, don't forget to do those bouquets!
Mages, how long until the bow is ready for use?
Sir, technically speaking, it is done. However...
However what? Speak!
Well, the safeguarding precautions are not fully completed. It could seriously injure you. Or worse, sir. They're almost completed. Just a few more...
The precautions can be damned! We don't have the time to waste on precautions. Get it ready within 5 minutes! I expect it to be done then, no later! We do the ceremony now and push back this evil while we still have the chance.
But, sir...
I said do it. I am your commander, and these are your orders. Now go.
As you wish, sir.
Ah, Mikhail. Any news from the front line? How goes the battle?
Not good, sir. They've passed the final wall. And our soldiers are stricken with famine and fatigue. Food has been scarce as of late for everyone, and with the farms of North being torched, we've had to put the soldiers on rations. They've had no chance to rest, and the evil won't hold back for even a second so we can catch our breath. Sir, what are we to do?
Fear not, dear Mikhail. The ceremony is soon to go underway. Keep them back for a few more moments. The tides of war are about to flow in the most pleasant way. And the tsunami that follows will crash down onto our enemy. Go now. I shall meet you at the front line soon.
Yes, sir. It's been an honor, Netzach.
Mages of the Kale Tor, is the ceremony ready to go?
Well, yes, sir. But are you sure you want to do?
Good. Get into your positions, then. We do this now.
Yes, sir. By the power of the mages of the Kale Tor, and by the power of the Elven Lords of Past, I hereby title you the Lord of Elves, and grant you the power of...
No! What have you done? The ceremony. The arrow. Gone! Gone! What do we do now? The battle. It is lost.
Oh gods, I'm late. All this for a bundle of orchids. Of course, the card service isn't active today. Why would it be? Why would it be? And here I am, walking through the night with a sad, drooping bundle of flowers.
I'll be back by noon, I said.
Well, this is turning out to be a very late noon. A noon. Where the moon is at high mast in the sky. A noon with a shooting star. A shooting star heading for right where I'm standing. Where am I?
Oh, Connor! Thanks be to the gods! We thought you were gone! You've been phasing in and out of consciousness, and you... Well, you look like crap.
Great. But again... Where are we, Tyrek?
You are in my tent, Connor. Welcome.
Hey! Where are you? Who said that?
I am Vivian, your humble savior, and by the looks of the arrow we found stuck in your back, I'm also your new mentor.
My what?
He went out to pick up some food, drink, and flowers, and woke up with an arrow wound on his back and a mysterious woman claiming to be his mentor. What does she mean? And more importantly, who is she? Find out on episode 2 of The Fated Arrow.